Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Over the past 2 days, we've explored single-family versus multifamily properties and dove deep into small multifamily properties as a potential cash flow strategy. Today, we're examining a different strategic decision that many investors face: short-term rentals versus long-term rentals. The rise of platforms like Airbnb and VRBO has made short-term rentals accessible to individual investors, creating new opportunities that may generate higher gross revenue in some markets. However, short-term rentals also come with significantly different management requirements, regulatory considerations, risk profiles, and operational complexity. Understanding the differences between these two rental strategies is essential for making informed decisions about which approach aligns with your investment goals, available time, risk tolerance, and market opportunities. Today, I'm going to explain the key differences between short-term and long-term rentals, the potential cash flow advantages and disadvantages of each strategy, management requirements and time commitments, regulatory and legal considerations, startup costs and ongoing expenses, risk profiles and income stability, ideal property characteristics for each strategy, and how to decide which rental strategy is right for you. By the end of this episode, you'll have a clear framework for evaluating short-term versus long-term rental strategies for your investment properties. Let's start with definitions and key differences. Long-term rentals are properties leased to tenants for extended periods, typically 6 months to 1 year or longer. Tenants sign lease agreements, pay monthly rent, and occupy the property as their primary or secondary residence. Long-term rentals are the traditional rental property model we've been discussing throughout this podcast series. Short-term rentals are properties rented to guests for brief periods, typically ranging from one night to several weeks. These rentals operate similarly to hotels, with guests booking stays through platforms like Airbnb, VRBO, Booking.com, or direct booking websites. Short-term rentals are also called vacation rentals, STRs, or furnished rentals. The fundamental difference is the length of stay and the nature of the tenant relationship. Long-term rentals provide housing for residents, while short-term rentals provide temporary accommodations for travelers. This difference impacts everything from income potential to management requirements to regulatory compliance. Now let's talk about potential cash flow advantages of short-term rentals. Short-term rental advantage 1, potentially higher gross income. In many markets, short-term rentals can generate significantly higher gross income than long-term rentals for the same property. This is because nightly rates for short-term stays are typically much higher than the daily equivalent of monthly rent. For example, a property that might rent long-term for $2,000 per month could potentially generate $150 to $250 per night as a short-term rental. If the property achieves 20 nights of occupancy per month at $200 per night, that's $4,000 in monthly gross income, double the long-term rental income. This example is illustrative only and does not account for vacancy, cleaning, management, platform fees, taxes, utilities, or other operating expenses. Actual income depends heavily on location, property characteristics, seasonality, occupancy rates, and operating expenses. Short-term rental income potential varies significantly by market and is not guaranteed. Short-term rental advantage 2. Dynamic pricing flexibility. Short-term rental operators can adjust pricing based on demand, seasonality, local events, and market conditions. During high-demand periods, holidays, festivals, peak tourist season, you can charge premium rates. During low-demand periods, you can lower rates to maintain occupancy. Dynamic pricing may help operators respond to changing demand and market conditions. Short-term rental advantage 3. Personal use flexibility. With short-term rentals, you can block off dates for personal use of the property. This allows you to enjoy the property yourself while still generating income during other periods. This flexibility appeals to investors who want both investment returns and personal enjoyment. Short-term rental advantage 4. Faster market response. If market conditions change, you can adjust your strategy more quickly with short-term rentals. You can change pricing, update amenities, or even convert to long-term rental without waiting for lease terms to expire. These potential advantages must be weighed against higher operating expenses, management intensity, and regulatory considerations. Now let's talk about potential cash flow advantages of long-term rentals. Long-term rental advantage 1. Stable, predictable income. Long-term rentals provide consistent monthly income with minimal fluctuation. Once a tenant is in place, you receive the same rent payment each month for the duration of the lease. This predictability makes financial planning, budgeting, and cash flow management much simpler. Long-term rental advantage 2. Lower operating expenses. Long-term rentals typically have significantly lower operating expenses than short-term rentals. You don't pay for utilities, which are typically tenant-paid, furnishings and frequent replacements, cleaning after every guest, platform fees and commissions, consumables like toilet paper, soap, and coffee, or frequent maintenance and turnover costs. Lower operating expenses may improve net cash flow, depending on financing, vacancy, maintenance, and other ownership costs. Long-term rental advantage 3. Minimal management requirements. Once a quality tenant is in place, long-term rentals require minimal ongoing management. You collect rent monthly, handle occasional maintenance requests, and conduct periodic inspections. Many investors successfully self-manage long-term rentals with minimal time investment. Long-term rental advantage 4. Simpler operations. Long-term rentals have straightforward operations. One lease per tenant, monthly rent collection, occasional maintenance, and annual or biannual inspections. There's no need for guest communication, check-ins, cleaning coordination, or daily operations management. Long-term rental advantage 5. Lower regulatory risk. Long-term rentals face fewer regulatory restrictions than short-term rentals in most markets. Residential rental regulations are well-established and relatively stable. Long-term rental advantage 6. Easier financing. Traditional mortgage lenders readily finance long-term rental properties. Some lenders have additional underwriting requirements for properties intended primarily for short-term rental use. Financing availability and terms vary by lender and property use. Now let's talk about management requirements and time commitments. Long-term rental management. Long-term rentals require minimal ongoing time investment once a tenant is in place. Management tasks include initial marketing and showing when vacant, tenant screening and lease signing, monthly rent collection, responding to maintenance requests, periodic property inspections, and lease renewal or turnover management. Many investors successfully self-manage small portfolios of long-term rentals while maintaining full-time jobs. Property management companies can handle all management tasks for a fee, typically 8 to 10% of monthly rent. Short-term rental management. Short-term rentals require significantly more time and active management. Management tasks include creating and maintaining listings on multiple platforms, responding to guest inquiries and booking requests, often within minutes, managing pricing and availability calendars, coordinating guest check-ins and check-outs, arranging cleaning after every guest departure, restocking consumables and supplies, handling guest issues and requests during stays, managing reviews and maintaining high ratings, coordinating maintenance and repairs, managing multiple vendor relationships, and updating and refreshing furnishings and decor. Actual time requirements vary significantly depending on occupancy, property size, management systems, and whether professional management is used. Many investors view short-term rentals as operating a hospitality business rather than a traditional rental property. Short-term rental property management companies can handle operations, but typically charge 20 to 30% of gross revenue, significantly higher than long-term rental management fees. Management fees vary based on services provided, property location, and management company. Now let's talk about startup costs and ongoing expenses. Long-term rental startup costs. Long-term rentals require minimal startup costs beyond the property acquisition, property purchase and closing costs, any needed repairs or improvements, basic appliances if not included, and initial marketing costs, which are typically minimal. Many long-term rentals are rented unfurnished, so furniture is not required. Total startup costs beyond acquisition are often relatively modest, depending on property condition. Long-term rental ongoing expenses. Ongoing expenses for long-term rentals include mortgage payment if financed, property taxes, insurance, property management if applicable, maintenance and repairs, vacancy allowance, and CapEx reserves. Utilities are typically paid by tenants in long-term rentals. Operating expenses for long-term rentals vary significantly by property and market. Short-term rental startup costs. Short-term rentals require substantial startup investment beyond property acquisition, property purchase and closing costs, complete furnishing of the property including furniture, beds, linens, and kitchenware, high-quality photos for listings, initial supplies and consumables, smart locks or keyless entry systems, welcome materials and guidebooks, and safety equipment and compliance items. Startup costs vary widely based on property size, furnishing quality, and market expectations. Short-term rental ongoing expenses. Ongoing expenses for short-term rentals are significantly higher than long-term rentals. Mortgage payment if financed, property taxes, insurance, often higher for short-term rentals, platform fees, typically 3% of booking on Airbnb, higher on other platforms, cleaning fees after every guest, utilities including electricity, water, gas, internet, and cable, consumables like toilet paper, soap, shampoo, and coffee, linens and towel replacement, furniture and decor replacement and updates, property management if applicable, typically 20 to 30% of revenue, maintenance and repairs, often higher due to more frequent use, marketing and photography updates, and software and tools for management. Operating expenses can be significantly higher than long-term rentals and vary based on occupancy, management structure, and market conditions. The higher gross income potential of short-term rentals must be evaluated against these substantially higher operating expenses. Now let's talk about regulatory and legal considerations. Long-term rental regulations. Long-term rentals are subject to state and local landlord-tenant laws, fair housing regulations, property safety and habitability standards, lease agreement requirements, and eviction procedures. These regulations are well established and relatively stable in most markets. Compliance is straightforward for most investors who follow standard landlord practices. Short-term rental regulations. Short-term rentals face significantly more complex and variable regulations. Many cities and municipalities have specific short-term rental ordinances. Some areas require licenses, permits, or registration. Some jurisdictions limit the number of days per year a property can be rented short-term. Some areas prohibit short-term rentals entirely in certain zones. HOAs and condo associations often prohibit or restrict short-term rentals. Tax collection and remittance requirements, including occupancy taxes and tourist taxes, and safety and compliance requirements like smoke detectors, fire extinguishers, and emergency information. Short-term rental regulations vary dramatically by location and change frequently. Regulations can change frequently, so investors should confirm current local requirements before purchasing or converting a property. Some cities have banned or severely restricted short-term rentals in recent years, while others have created regulatory frameworks to allow them. Before investing in a short-term rental, you must thoroughly research local regulations, verify that short-term rentals are permitted, understand licensing and permit requirements, and ensure compliance with all applicable laws. Changing regulations are an important consideration because they can affect how or whether a property may be operated as a short-term rental. Now let's talk about risk profiles and income stability. Long-term rental risk profile. Long-term rentals offer stable, predictable income once a tenant is in place. Lower income volatility, longer periods between turnovers, lower operational complexity, and a more established regulatory environment. Long-term rental risks include tenant default or non-payment, property damage by tenants, extended vacancy periods between tenants, eviction costs and processes, and lease-up time and costs. Overall, long-term rentals are generally considered lower risk and more passive than short-term rentals. Short-term rental risk profile. Short-term rentals involve variable income that fluctuates with occupancy and seasonality. Higher income volatility, constant turnover and guest management, higher operational complexity, and a less established and more variable regulatory environment. Short-term rental risks include occupancy risk, where income depends on maintaining bookings, seasonal fluctuations in demand and income, platform dependency where changes to Airbnb or VRBO policies can impact your business, regulatory risk where laws can change and restrict or prohibit operations, property damage by guests, negative reviews impacting future bookings, competition from hotels and other short-term rentals, and economic sensitivity, where travel and tourism decline during economic downturns. Short-term rentals are generally considered higher risk and more active than long-term rentals. Income stability varies significantly based on location, property characteristics, and market conditions. Now let's talk about ideal property characteristics for each strategy. Ideal long-term rental characteristics. Long-term rentals are commonly found in markets with properties in residential neighborhoods, standard single-family homes or multifamily units, properties near employment centers, schools, and amenities, markets with strong rental demand from local residents, properties that don't require premium finishes or furnishings, and areas with stable year-round demand. Long-term rentals prioritize functionality, durability, and location over luxury or unique features. Ideal short-term rental characteristics. Short-term rentals may perform well in markets with properties in tourist destinations or high-demand travel areas. Unique or distinctive properties with character, properties near attractions, beaches, downtown areas, or event venues. High-quality finishes, furnishings, and amenities. Properties that offer experiences beyond basic accommodation. Markets with strong seasonal or event-driven demand, and properties with outdoor spaces, views, or special features. Short-term rentals prioritize experience, aesthetics, and location in high-demand travel areas. Property characteristics significantly impact performance for both strategies. Now let's talk about market considerations. Long-term rental market considerations. Long-term rentals are commonly found in markets with strong local employment and job growth, growing or stable populations, high cost of homeownership relative to renting, strong rental demand from local residents, and landlord-friendly regulations. Long-term rental performance is driven by local economic fundamentals and housing demand. Short-term rental market considerations. Short-term rentals may perform well in markets with strong tourism and travel demand, seasonal attractions or events, business travel demand, limited hotel inventory or high hotel prices, permissive short-term rental regulations, and year-round or predictable seasonal demand. Short-term rental performance is driven by travel and tourism patterns rather than local economic fundamentals. Some markets are strong for both strategies, while others favor one over the other. Market research is critical for determining which strategy is viable and potentially profitable in your target area. Now let's talk about how to decide which strategy is right for you. Decision factor 1. Your available time and involvement preference. If you want passive income with minimal ongoing management, long-term rentals are typically more suitable. If you're willing to actively manage a hospitality business and have time for frequent guest communication and coordination, short-term rentals may be appropriate. Decision factor 2. Your income goals and risk tolerance. If you prioritize stable, predictable income with lower volatility, long-term rentals align better with this goal. If you're willing to accept income variability in exchange for potentially higher gross returns, short-term rentals may be worth considering. Decision factor 3. Your market and property location. Evaluate whether your market has strong short-term rental demand and permissive regulations. If your property is in a residential area without tourism demand, long-term rental is likely the better strategy. If your property is in a high-demand travel destination with favorable regulations, short-term rental may be viable. Decision factor 4, your startup capital. Long-term rentals require less startup capital beyond acquisition. Short-term rentals require substantial additional investment for furnishings, supplies, and setup. Decision factor 5, your management resources. Do you have the systems, tools, and potentially property management support to handle short-term rental operations? Or do you prefer the simplicity of long-term rental management? Decision factor 6, your regulatory environment. Research local regulations thoroughly. If short-term rentals are prohibited or heavily restricted in your area, the decision is made for you. Decision factor 7, your exit strategy. Consider how each strategy affects your ability to sell the property in the future. Long-term rental properties appeal to a broad range of buyers. Short-term rental properties may have a more limited buyer pool, depending on the market. Investment decisions should be based on individual circumstances, goals, market conditions, and thorough analysis. Now let's talk about hybrid strategies and conversions. Some investors use hybrid approaches. Hybrid strategy 1, seasonal conversion. Rent the property long-term during off-season and convert to short-term rental during peak season. This provides stable income during slow periods and higher income during high-demand periods. However, this strategy requires finding tenants willing to accept seasonal leases and managing the conversion process. Hybrid strategy 2, midterm rentals. Some investors target 30-day to 6-month stays, which may be regulated differently than nightly rentals depending on local laws. This strategy appeals to traveling professionals, relocating families, or people between homes. Midterm rentals can offer higher income than traditional long-term rentals, with less management intensity than nightly short-term rentals. Hybrid strategy 3, start long-term, test short-term. Some investors start with long-term rentals to establish stable cash flow, then test short-term rental conversion in one or more properties. This allows you to learn short-term rental operations without risking your entire portfolio. Conversion consideration. Some properties can be converted between strategies, subject to financing terms, HOA rules, zoning requirements, and local regulations. This requires furnishing or unfurnishing the property, adjusting operations and management systems, ensuring regulatory compliance, and marketing to different tenant or guest audiences. The ability to convert provides flexibility as market conditions or your preferences change. Now let's talk about CREI's approach. At CREI Partners, our portfolio focuses exclusively on long-term rentals in our target markets of Texas, Alabama, and Louisiana. We've chosen to focus on long-term rentals because they align with our goal of providing stable, predictable passive income for our investors. They require less management intensity, allowing us to scale efficiently. They have lower operational complexity and regulatory risk. They fit our expertise in residential real estate fundamentals, and our target markets are driven by local employment and housing demand rather than tourism. We recognize that short-term rentals can generate strong returns in appropriate markets with proper management, but they don't align with our business model and investment strategy. For individual investors, the right strategy depends on your specific goals, resources, market, and preferences. Investment strategies should be tailored to individual circumstances and objectives. Now let's talk about common mistakes with each strategy. Long-term rental mistakes. Poor tenant screening leading to problem tenants. Underestimating vacancy and turnover costs. Neglecting property maintenance. Not understanding landlord-tenant laws. Inadequate lease agreements. And failing to raise rents to market levels over time. Short-term rental mistakes. Underestimating management time and complexity. Not researching regulations before investing. Underestimating operating expenses. Poor pricing strategy leading to low occupancy. Inadequate guest communication and service. Not maintaining high property standards. Failing to differentiate from competition. Not building reserves for seasonal fluctuations. And over-relying on one platform for bookings. Let me close with this. Both long-term and short-term rental strategies can generate cash flow, but they represent fundamentally different approaches to real estate investing. Long-term rentals offer stable, predictable income with lower management requirements, lower operating expenses, simpler operations, and lower regulatory risk. They work well for investors seeking passive income with minimal ongoing involvement. Short-term rentals may offer potentially higher gross income with pricing flexibility and personal use options. However, they require significantly more active management, have substantially higher operating expenses, involve greater operational complexity, and face more variable and restrictive regulations. They work better for investors willing to actively manage a hospitality business. The right strategy depends on your available time, income goals, risk tolerance, market location, startup capital, management resources, and regulatory environment. Research your market thoroughly, understand local regulations, analyze actual income and expenses for both strategies, consider your personal preferences and capabilities, and make informed decisions aligned with your investment objectives. Some investors successfully operate both strategies in different properties or markets, while others focus exclusively on one approach. Tomorrow, we're exploring Section 8 and affordable housing strategies for generating stable cash flow with government-backed rental assistance. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.